Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us, Al, is the leader of the Philadelphia Eagles and a hero not so long ago, center Jason Kelce. Hi, Jason.
Angelo, how are we doing?
No, never mind how I'm doing. Tell me about the baby. What's it like over there at the Kelce residence right now?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. You know, still getting used to it. You know, it's watching a child being born is a pretty miraculous thing. And, you know, unfortunately, I can't do much to help right now. All she really wants is her mama.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of eating, sleeping, and pooping across the board of the Kelce household right now.
What about crying? A lot of crying?
Yeah, by one of the individuals for sure, yeah.
All right, let them know that we have a big game Sunday and you need to get your sleep.
All right, I'll let her know, yeah.
All right, Jason, I want to just start with this because, let's be honest, that Super Bowl victory is still with us all these months later, and you're walking into the building where it happened. Can you kind of anticipate what that's going to feel like to walk back in the place of your greatest triumph?
No, I can't. It's hard to think about. Obviously, we haven't been back there yet. To be honest, I haven't really thought about it at all. I'm just kind of getting ready to play Minnesota and getting ready for, you know, I mean, they have a tremendous defense. We're trying to prepare and make sure that we're on our point. Otherwise, you know, we'll get beat if we're not on our A game this week.
I got
you. You know, obviously, once I step in the stadium, some memories will probably come up and emotions will come up. But, you know, we're not going to have too much time to be reminiscing and all that. You know, we're going to start a game pretty quick on Sunday.
All right. I saw that you said you were not thrilled with the performance of the line, nor yourself against the Jets. What did you see as the problems in that game, Jason?
I mean, a lot of little things, obviously execution among them. I think that we really just weren't in sync. A lot of times just not passing off games, didn't handle some of the movement. You know, Greg Williams, I got a lot of respect for him. He's a great defensive coordinator. He does a good job of getting his guys to play hard. And the Jets came out and played hard. And they had some things that they did that kind of threw us off a little bit. And, you know, no excuses. We got to do a better job of handling that in game. And we don't have like a bunch of rookies out there that haven't seen this stuff before. You know, we've been in every guy on the line has been out there for a very long time. And, you know, it's on us to be able to handle all that stuff better. And it starts with myself, obviously. And, you know, we have a much better line than we've played in some of the games so far this season. And, you know, we're just going to work to get better this week, make sure that we're more prepared for the Minnesota Vikings.
There was one play. We haven't seen it very much from you at all, Jason. Terrible snap over Carson's. You're at the 6-yard line over Carson's head.
Yeah.
He made an unbelievable play, scooping it up, finding a receiver, throw it at his feet. What was your perspective when you looked at that play now, when you see it now on tape?
Well, at the time, it was so fuck. But sorry about that.
That's okay. We blipped it.
Good.
He was, let's just say, he was unhappy with his own snap. All right, Jason, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, just, I mean, even at the moment, you knew it was an incredible play and a really, really quick thinking to turn a disastrous situation into a, you know, a null and void play, really. You know, we get it back to where we were at. We ended up scoring on the drive. So, you know, great job by Carson. And looking back, I don't know how he thought so quickly. I don't know. Great job by him. Really, really good job by Carson.
It was a great play and a fairly easy win. Here's the thing, though. Mike Groh, the offensive coordinator, was talking yesterday, Jason, about how tight the refs were calling the game, especially offensive line stuff. Do you have to change the way you play when you see Lane Johnson get flagged, when you see Brandon Brooks get flagged? Do you immediately say, I got to do this differently?
Not really. I mean, you're trying to play with proper technique and fundamentals on, as an offensive lineman. And when you're getting called for that, you don't really know what to do. Obviously, the penalty on Lane, you know, you can kind of see what maybe the official thought with his left hand kind of grabbing the jersey. But, I mean, that's not a hold. He wasn't restricting his movement. He was inside the framework, all the things that we're coached up on from the league office, from the officiating in the offseason. That's been told to us that that's a perfectly fine play. There's nothing to really change up. I mean, I guess maybe you let go a half second earlier, but it's not like the guy was doing anything that warranted that. So, for us, we just try and play within the framework of everything. If you're getting a bunch of holding calls in a game, maybe you let go a hair second earlier or just try and erase any inkling of suspicion of a hold. But, for the most part, you go out there and you just try and play with good fundamentals, good technique, and, that's hard enough than worrying about the officials.
Hey, Jason, you practiced against a defensive line that went on against the Jets to have 10 sacks. Which that's like the nightmare of nightmares for an offensive lineman, I'm guessing, right? Could you tell that week you went, wow, these guys are poised. They're poised to really exploit the Jets. Did you know they were going to have that kind of a game on the other side of the line?
I think all of us in the building have felt like, something like that was brewing. It's been unfortunate the first four games with the numbers that have happened for the D-line, but we know we have good players on that side of the ball. We know we have a really, really good unit. In the way the defense is set up, it really lets those guys attack. So, I can't say that I pinpointed anything in particular against the Jets. Obviously, they got some shaky things up front on their own end, which didn't help them out. But when you combine that and going up against a tremendous defense, especially the front four, those guys really got after them. Really, really good. Doesn't matter who you play. You put up numbers like that, that's impressive.
You're damn right. All right, Carson Wentz, we're a little worried. We thought he might have gotten hurt on Sunday, Jason, because his leg got pinned back. And he still makes amazing escapes from difficult situations, which I'm sure a lineman loves. Do you worry about him being able to stay healthy because he takes those risks?
Not really. I mean, it's part of his game. There's nothing really to worry about. It's who he is. It's one of the reasons he's a special player. It's one of the reasons he made noise as a rookie in his second year. And I don't think that you can take that away from him. I mean, maybe you can try and teach him to not take hits and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you just gotta try and block as long as you can. Try and make sure you're putting him in a good situation to be able to make a play. And whatever happens, happens. That's football. And, he's a tremendous player. There's not really any sense in worrying about it from my perspective.
All right, just tell him he's making us nervous while we're watching the games. All right, Jason, just stay healthy. One more for you. And I'm blaming the Phillies. I'm blaming the Phillies for this, Jason. You got to play. You got to play three straight road games because they thought the Phillies would be in the playoffs. What kind of special challenges is that for a team to go on the road? Three good opponents too in the next 3 weeks.
Come on. First of all, I'm just focused on this one against Minnesota. You're only worried about the game right in front of you. But as far as road games, it's not like we're going to L.A. It's not like we're going to London. I don't think that this is any type of an excuse or any type of terrible situation. I mean, this is the life of pro sports. You got to get on a plane and go play someplace. And, at the end of the day, if we can sneak out these three right here, we'll be sitting really, really good as far as the season goes. It's going to be three great tests to find out who we are and what we're made of, and I'm looking forward to it, quite frankly.
I like it. That attitude makes me think we might win all three of those games. Jason, congratulations again on the baby, and have a great day in Minnesota. We'll talk to you next week.
right. Thanks, Angela.
Jason Kelce. Man, that must be tough with a new baby. You're sleeping.
Tougher for the
nice.
Woman, no. Yeah. No, yeah. Right, you can leave and go to practice. It's the one time you want to get called in to work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You do want to go into
work. Oh, yeah, I can't. Yeah. I got to work. Yeah.
Too much crying.
We got to go on the road 3 weeks.
Yeah, a 3 week road trip.
Too much crying.
Leave
Sorry,
on Saturday,
babe.
Come back Sunday night.
Yeah.
The baby's over my house every Tuesday. My wife informed me yesterday I cannot call her a baby anymore.
Why?
She's 1 year old. She's a toddler now. Right?
A toddler?
I love her when I see her.
And you can't wait for her to
leave.
I
love her about 10 minutes.
This is the baby.
Yeah. No, my wife. Like a baby. And then, Rhea, she bursts out crying or screams, and I go upstairs.
Of course you do.
Is that every time you're with her? Or?
No, sometimes I scream, and she goes upstairs. All right. I'm sorry. Ben wanted to get on the wheel. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry,
Ben.
Yeah, the VIP had to get on there.
No problem. Ben, I want you on this wheel. What is a bigger, more exciting play than Ben Simmons' three-pointer last night?
Yeah, I have one. I just had a quick question for Al with the Flyers, too, real fast. No.
Go ahead.
Hey, Al, so is this the year that Konechny takes that big step forward? And if so, what is his ceiling? I know his size isn't that big, but... We've seen players that
his
size.
Ceiling. He should the number should be a three, like a third. I mean, he's got that potential to put a three on the goal scoring, like 30.
Oh.
But he's got that backhand the other day was wonderful. His problem was turning the puck over, and with AV with the new coach. I mean, he seems like he really stressed it, so he doesn't make those high risk passes all the time. But he's got great skills, and he's got great game break skills, like in third period tight games. They paid him a lot of money, and he's a guy they're counting on because you know Giroux and Voracek in their 30s. He in addition to the goalie, he's a key element in how far they go this year.
And he got paid.
He got paid.
That helps too, I think.
Yeah,
you know, Billy used to do that. He would pay guys, and then they would get better, right, Billy?
So most of them.
They would say to themselves, "Well, wow, Billy's paying me $10 million a year. I got to play better."
Yeah, but he's one of those guys that now wants to earn it.
Good.
Not just make it. He now wants to earn it.
Well, you had me confused. That you started talking three. I was like, I thought he was talking Ben Simmons.
No, no. We'll get to there in 1 second, though. Ben, let's get you on the wheel. Give me a more exciting play than the three.
Guys, this is one of those plays. I don't know why people hate Joe Buck, but when I hear this replay, it's one of those plays where you remember where you're always at. I mean, that Matt Stairs' home run against the Dodgers and NLCS.
Oh, yeah. Well, Billy loved that one. That's the first one Billy really enjoyed. NovaCare Rehab Wheel. Avery's giving you a spin right now. Billy will tell you what you have won. Billy King, a guest, co-host, first appearance with us on a weekly basis. Go ahead, Bill.
A pair of tickets to Temple Football versus Memphis. Temple Football battles Memphis this Saturday at 12 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field. Don't miss the Temple homecoming festivities at the game, Rhea.
Billy can't wait to go.
Kids tickets on the game day are only $10. Visit owlstix.com.
All right, if you laugh, it sounds like you're mocking them, so be careful.
No.
Billy,
I was sort of laughing at Rhea.
He's mocking me.
All right, good. Billy, let's go through this because it was an epic moment. I'll start with Ben launching one just before the half. Here's what it sounded like.
Out right now, resetting. They want him to shoot it.
And he does. Ben Simmons shoots the three. The fans want it. They're asking for it. And Ben Simmons is giving it to him. Joel Embiid comes onto the court and gives him a big hug. That has got to feel good.
If I'm Ben, I'm saying, what's all the fuss about? This is what I do now.
That was a louder reaction by the crowd, Al, than they gave for any of the first four seasons of Brett Brown's time here.
No, I think it rivaled Markelle Fultz's shot.
All right, fine. Billy, what's the significance of him hitting a three of the first exhibition game?
Well, I like the fact that with 10 seconds, he held it,
yeah,
and used the time on the clock, but then he took it. It was deeper than a normal three. Guys that aren't confident shooting, they try to get as close to that line.
All right, then I want you to give me your reaction to a grumpy response by Brett Brown. Here's what he said.
Really nothing, you know. I mean, he made a shot good, and that's kind of personally the extent of it for me.
That reminded me of my days with Larry Brown.
Oh, yeah, Larry would do that kind of thing, huh?
Yeah.
But he kind of sucks some of the enjoyment of it out by that reaction.
Well, I think he's trying to make it that this should be the normal. let's not get overexcited. I think he's trying to say, expect Ben to do that. And if he gets excited about it, then Ben and May shrink and won't do it.
You know what? We may have edited that to make it sound worse. We got more on Brett. Let's hear more.
I think the whole thing is so overblown. I think in general, you know, it's so inflated, the attention. And that's what I think, you know, just not going to react over it. Like, and I really mean that. It's he made a three.
Jesus.
Oh, I can't get over because I love the guy.
He's annoyed.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
He's the guy that went overboard over. They had a great first practice.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, Joe, we get later. We got to put the two together. He goes crazy for that, but when Ben hits the three, he's got nothing.
But if nobody had made if nobody had made a big deal of it, he would have been there. You know, that was a big moment. That was a...
All right, here's Ben. You want to hear Ben on this, right? Because, boy, he's so full of life. Let's hear Ben Simmons.
Time went down, and I had the ball, so I had to take a shot.
Like, he reminds me more and more of Chase Utley every day.
You know, he really does.
And Joel Embiid is J-Roll.
They're trying so hard to make us not enjoy something we should enjoy. I mean, really, Billy, you didn't do that when you were the GM. You kind of were part of the way the fans talk. Why would they do that? What are they trying to take away from us? It's an entertainment, and we were entertained.
Are you not entertained?
You're not entertained.
I'm going to tell you this. This is the problem.
What is
he misses the next one, they boom.
Yeah, exactly. So then you'd be like, why'd he take it?
888-729-9400. Russ Tucker's coming up, Al, to talk some football with us. We got a lot more to do with this hour. Also, we are going to explore a little further what's going on with Gabe Kepler. I have told you, I believe the Philadelphia Phillies, by the end of the week, will name Buck Showalter the manager. And my thinking was impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In fact, don't be shocked if you hear it now in the Rhea Hughes update. Stay tuned. WIP Sports Time 760.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.